Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Thorn Bay on Prince of Wales Island.
My name is Rochelle Huddleston-Lorton. I am the District Ranger for the U.S. Forest Service here in Thorn Bay. We're part of an island archipelago in southeast Alaska. Prince of Wales Island is made up of one large island, and then there are a number of smaller islands within the Prince of Wales archipelago. So we're surrounded by water, and in general, the island is accessible by ferry or by float plane. There are a couple of fixed-wing opportunities on the west side of the island at Craig. There's about 450 people in Thorn Bay and the area around Thorn Bay, and that includes the city proper, as we call it, and then people on the south side of the bay. There's a little community over there as well that's part of Thorn Bay. It's very remote, very rural. There's no Walmart, there's no Fred Meyer. You know, a lot of things we order or come in on the barge. We've got a great little grocery store here in Thorn Bay that does a really good job of stocking a huge variety of items considering how small it is. There's a lot to do in Thorn Bay. I mean, certainly it is a recreation mecca if you are into the outdoors. There's kayaking, of course there's lots of fishing, both ocean fishing and river fishing. Lots and lots of rivers on Prince of Wales. We've got, coho, sockeye, pink salmon runs that come through the island via the rivers. We've got excellent halibut fishing in the salt waters, as well as king salmon fishing. Deer hunting is pretty good here. Hiking, biking. People are very friendly in Thorn Bay. They're willing to share their experiences in terms of great places to go fishing or where they, got that big deer last year. My husband and I moved here about 17 months ago, and people have welcomed us, and I don't feel like an outsider at all. It's been a very pleasant transition for us.
Rochelle Huddleston-Lorton is the District Ranger for the U.S. Forest Service in Thorn Bay. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Emily Files, Sean Carpenter, Annie Fight, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Annie Bartholomew.